Friends, yesterday I spoke a few words about the significance of our threefold salutation with which we begin all our meetings, the salutation to the Buddha, salutation to the Dharma, salutation to the Sangha. And these three, the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha, they constitute what we call in Buddhism the three jewels, or the three most precious things, the three highest, the three greatest, the three most ultimate values. So Buddhism is concerned mainly with these, Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, enlightenment, path to enlightenment, community of people following the path to enlightenment, and Buddhism revolves mainly around these three things. Now, yesterday evening, we considered the question, who was the Buddha? So we've learned something about the first of these three jewels, the Buddha. And this morning, therefore, I want to come on to the second of these three jewels and consider something about the Dharma. And once again, I must ask our older, more regular members to bear in mind that we are considering in this short series of talks the needs and requirements of those who are new to our movement, rather than the needs and requirements of those who have been with us a long time. At the same time, we always do recognize that to recapitulate, or to revise, to refresh our memories is always a very good thing. It's sometimes strange, as I know myself, you go over some old familiar text and you find a verse, a very important, a very striking verse, which somehow you do not seem to have ever noticed before. So there's no harm in revision, no harm in recapitulation. I remember in this connection once my old friend in Kalimpong, Mr. Chen, the Chinese Buddhist yogi, told me that in his younger days, when he was a student monk, he went through the entire canon in Chinese three times, very, very carefully, studying it by himself, also with a teacher, sutra by sutra. And there are more than 1,600 sutras in the Chinese canon. He went through the whole thing three times, and he thought he knew it quite well. But some years later, he said, one of his teachers, in the course of instruction, said, for such and such point, you should refer to the Great Dragon Sutra. It's one of the most important in the entire canon. So he thought back, but he couldn't remember having read a word about the Great Dragon Sutra. And he thought, well, he couldn't help even doubting the teacher a bit. And he thought, well, is there such a sutra? I don't remember it. I've read it three times. Three times I've gone through that canon. I don't remember any Great Dragon Sutra. Didn't say anything to the teacher. He kept his doubts to himself. But he thought, well, the teacher says it's one of the most important in the whole canon. How could I have missed it? So he said quietly in the evening, he went back to his row of volumes of the canon, turned over the pages. Sure enough, there it was, the Great Dragon Sutra. It had been there all the time, and he couldn't remember having read it. And he said this surprised him very much, this experience. But this is the sort of thing that we do find. It may be reading about the life of the Buddha. Sometimes when I propose speaking about the life of the Buddha, I can almost hear our friends groan. As if to say, well, do we need to go over that elementary stuff all over again? We know that the Buddha left home when he was 29, and we know he sat under that Bodhi tree, and we know that he did austerities for 6 years, and we know that his chief disciples were Sariputra and Moggallana. Do we have to go over it all again? But sometimes we do need, because there are all sorts of, not only facts, but significant connections and occurrences and implications which we miss. And I know in my own case, though, I have gone over some Buddhist scriptures and teachings time and time again. But every time I come to speak about them, I find there's something new to discover, something new to appreciate, some fresh angle, some fresh aspect that we hadn't considered before. So let us not mind, therefore, not only for the benefit of newcomers, even perhaps for our own benefit, going back to fundamental things, revising, recapitulating, and refreshing.